Welcome to the Rolled Standard. I am Christopher, and your game master as we continue Merkborg. I am joined, of course, by these dudes.
Hello, I'm Levi. I play Dennis.
And I'm Jake, and I play the guy that murders young couples in the woods.
You monster.
Arthur.
And I'm Nate, and I'm Melville. Okay, and roll the music. We open to the campsite that you guys have set up just outside of Graventosk in the Sarkash Woods. Arthur sits around the campfire eating a fresh leg of a dude he recently
killed.
Blood
splattered across my face, just two-hand in it.
Yes, like a rack of ribs, but it's a fucking leg. Mm. A turkey leg, but I'm a guy.
Make sure you heal some of that, by the way.
I gotta find out how much I get.
D6.
D6?
Yep. Fuck yeah,
puts
you at zero again. So still undead. He did not have a soul.
How many rations?
Not have a soul fire, rather.
Right.
And that murder of that boy, how many rations did he get from that?
He got 4 total, but now he has 3 left. We're going to call it dude rations.
Dude rations.
Write that down.
Dude rations 3.
We have 3 dude rations.
Yeah, and 16 normal rations. Or actually, that's just straight moon cabbage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Arthur has a very particular taste.
Yeah. We're kind of skunky.
Maybe I should make some soup.
Dude soup.
Our tea works better.
Dude soup.
Dude soup. Anyway, dawn hits. Give me a D20, somebody.
I'll do it.
9.
Nice. Okay. Anyone deplete their omens? Nope.
Never had a chance.
Nope.
I still have 3.
Okay. Presence plus D4 for daily powers. 3.
Okay. 1.
Hooray, 2.
All right. You're still undead, so give me another D12.
God.
That undead effect.
2.
A 2. You gain an unpleasant smell that attracts
birds?
D4 local predators.
What?
They track you until you deal with the source of the smell.
Track, though. Okay.
What is that?
That's 1. I got you.
Thank
exactly.
God. It's a fucking bird, isn't it?
No. Well, maybe. I have an idea. Give me that Pale One's Blessing, D6.
1.
You got the, so how many omens did you end up with?
I have 3 omens.
You now have 5.
Nice.
The stars were right again.
God.
So wait, does he still have,
eyes?
No, it's mana from...
No, he doesn't have that anymore.
No.
So he has powers to not use on anything? Or no, he gained omens.
I have powers
omens.
Not to use on
Sorry.
Anything. It gave me omens.
Yeah, that's...
So
yeah,
I just have a fuck ton of omens.
You're very lucky then.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad place to be in.
I feel incredible today as his ear falls off.
D100, 2% of chance
oh, no.
to die instantly.
Oh, I immediately regret saying that.
Yeah, I know.
These two right here.
Best.
He's got them.
Okay.
I'm figuring it out.
17.
Ooh, that's the closest we've ever been.
It is. Somebody 2d8 for weather.
6.
Okay. Lifeless gray. No effects. That's the default.
Beautiful.
Yep. And then somebody gave me that. You know what? Don't give me the D20. It says if applicable, so we're not doing it today. I know why.
Okay.
So you guys travel on. You pack up camp, and you head into Graventosk. Graventosk is, as you saw in Open Graves in the beginning, this place is nothing but graves and mausoleums and plague pits, and mass graves, just endless fields of graves.
Are we going to talk about what happened last night?
Why? I don't see any point in it.
Can we retroactively loot that little boy's body?
Arthur's sitting on the back of the donkey facing backwards, digging through their shit.
Okay, here's the question. Do you have both packs?
Yes.
You do.
Oh.
Okay, no more questions.
I killed both of them.
Oh, then
okay, well, no more questions.
How much rations is that then?
Exactly. They said that they had enough for their trip. They had like 5 days ahead of them. There is probably 12 rations total.
No,
and
I mean,
we're just going to call them just
if
like
he was
6, dried
food. She was probably 4. So should I add more to my dude meat?
Yeah, because...
You killed her too?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's just... Okay, let's call her 3 as well, so you have a total of 6 dude rations. 16 moon cabbage. And then we're going to call this hard tack. Like, that's what they had.
Okay.
Sure.
Cool. We're just going to call that 12 rations of hard
tack. Okay, we're such good gamers.
You guys are loaded with...
You're good.
You are food rich. regardless
fucking,
of your state.
We're fucking food rich, man.
Food
that's,
rich.
That's better than hood rich.
Did you have to kill the girl, too?
Oh, she was going to tell somebody.
Who would believe her?
Probably nobody.
Anybody
knows.
She goes to that church and they kill her.
There's killers! know.
If she ran back here, she'd probably have a pretty definite definition of the undead man that killed her boyfriend.
No.
He wears a mask. Whatever. No one knows what he looks like.
That's true. Do you have the little boy face?
I was gonna find a moment to cut in, but Arthur has a new mask.
Oh yes, he does.
And it's both faces cut down the center and stitched together, and then overlaid on his face.
Okay, I love nothing more.
Remember, Arthur. Remember that they came from here.
Yeah. But
okay,
now I look
I'm
like
not
a
hanging
person.
Out with you while I'm here.
Oh gosh. You don't have to, Jesser.
Let's go find Ignatius.
Can we make sure, like for real, that you know that people couldn't easily recognize you with people's dead faces on your face?
Look, I struggled just to be in the last town. I'm just going to walk around.
How about you don't come in at all?
That's what I was trying to say. I will be on the outskirts.
Do that.
You prick.
I'm trying to keep the flesh that I yet have.
Yes, and Arthur licks his lips.
Yes, fuck this. Let's go, Dennis.
I could have eaten you last night.
Yeah, you couldn't have, but that's all right.
He wakes up, Arthur's just gnawing on
his arm. Oh, God. Just waiting for it. It'll happen. Desperation will strike.
Right?
No, okay, so you guys continue on and argue the whole time. Yes, for a couple hours, likely, but you start hearing this, like, buzzing, like a fly, but louder.
What? Dennis!
And you notice that there is a massive fly, about twice the size. It's almost the size of, like, a pig, just floating around you guys.
Your cousin's here, Dennis.
I think it might be here for you, Arthur.
Why?
That horrible stench that's inside of you.
I can't smell anything. My nose is gone.
Well, fucking watch the fuck out, then.
Fine. And Arthur jumps off the back of the donkey that he was sitting on and starts walking up to this bloat fly.
Bloat fly? He's literally a twice-grown corpse fly. Twice so big. You're walking up to him?
Yeah. Get, Scram! I do not have anything for you.
As you do that, he like kind of darts in at you. Give me an agility test, DR12.
Might as well get this over with.
Nice.
Hooray, that's 17.
So as he darts in, you're like, Jesus, fuck. And then you like you duck, and you kind of goes over your head and zips past you.
God, I felt like this has happened before.
Roll initiative. I got to roll the 6. You guys are going before me.
8.
3.
4.
So I go last. Arthur, Dennis, Melville, fly. Or as I wrote, fuck-eye.
Fuck-eye.
Typing. Fuck-eye. Arthur, kick it off.
I'm going to swing on this bitch.
With your
Zweilhander.
Zweilhander.
Fuck, I didn't.
Omen it.
Yeah, I got so many omens.
You do have a fuck ton of omens.
So, reroll?
I think you can auto hit with that. I can never fucking remember for some reason what
this
list is.
Yeah, let's double check.
You can drop it by 4.
Deal max damage. That's the thing I'm thinking of.
Oh, deal max.
Reroll a dice roll or lower the DR by 4. What'd you roll on that?
I got 5.
So that would have done it. So you reroll then if you want.
There
you go. Nice. Okay, give me damage.
I almost forgot what that was.
10.
I use an omen.
Max damage.
You wanted to max damage?
Yeah.
Okay, and max damage is what, 12?
10.
10.
Okay. Minus 2 for 8 total. Tell me about it.
Yes! Oh my god.
I was going to say
that was scary.
That's right, a beefy boy.
I'm down to 3 omens, but...
You have 2 in one turn.
Yeah.
That's what I did last time.
You have to.
What the hell? Corpse fly?
Twice grown corpse fly.
As the corpse fly goes over his head again, he swings around and pulls his Zweilhander from his back strap and cuts down on it, cutting it in half.
Just decapitating it.
Not this time, motherfucker!
That's good. So it falls dead, and you see the body kind of twitching and stop, and you're like, there's meat there.
I don't think I want that ration.
I grab both halves and throw them up on Dennis's donkey. Okay. There you go, boy.
I kick him off the
We're going to add, for the rations, then we're going to add corpse fly 4.
Ew.
That's a big fly, man.
That's a last resort.
Like
a
Let's sell this.
That's a last
that's
resort.
That's a possibility, right too. There. So you guys continue on through the graveyard, and you guys are keeping your eyes peeled. For this gold or copper domed mausoleum, everybody give me a presence test. We're gonna call this DR14.
Gosh, that's a 14.
Nice. Oh, thank okay. God.
So, the three of you are kind of scanning as you're walking through this place. You kind of just slowed your gait because you don't know exactly where you're going. But, Dennis, all of a sudden, you catch over all of these graves and other mausoleums, you see one copper domed mausoleum.
A gleam,
yeah, there's just the lack of sunlight bouncing off of it.
Or would it be the reflection of the sun produced over in the corner?
And Arabian Nights starts playing in the background.
Anyway, you just lose it when you say
yeah,
it. All right.
The copper top's this way.
Perfect. Let's look. I'm starting to get some eyeballs looking at me here. Can we move a little quicker?
Well, you did put two children faces on your face.
Yes.
You could have bought just a mask. I told you this before.
I don't have any more money.
Yeah, I. Oh, God damn it. Let's go. Let's hurry. Let's go.
I'm just going to look at the ground. There's a lot of trees.
Quit looking at me! We move towards the mausoleum.
You guys travel up to this mausoleum. You guys kind of make your way through these trails between graves and stuff. And eventually you come to it, and you see a massive double stone door. Not massive. It's like a good story and a half tall.
Holy fuck.
It's pretty big. Yeah. You notice that it's all one stone structure except for this copper dome. And you see that there is like a gargoyle of some sort, like perched on top of the door frame itself, like kind of just perched on top of it, just silently.
Wait, it's a thing that's alive?
It doesn't look to be. It looks like it's just stone. It looks
like
it's
said silently. So,
well, I mean, this binder here also sits silently, but sure. It's not alive.
Sure. And this is the place where we were supposed to find him?
Yes. And you do see there's a little engraved placard by the door that says Pele Olin.
Pele Olin.
Arthur walks up to the front door and tries to push it open.
Okay, as soon as you touch the front door,
oh, fuck.
You hear this crackling of stone, and you know immediately, like, ah, fuck, that wasn't a fucking gargoyle. you look up and you see him like Superman punching it on his way down.
No!
But you see that he's not like the most dexterous dude.
Is this an agility thing?
Yes, it is. It's agility DR10.
Why is it always me?
He's moved slowly because you did the thing.
Okay, I got it with 19.
Hell yeah. So you like see him coming down and you like just instinctively just like
back. Boy, I'm getting better at this.
And he just like lands in a 3-point stance.
Blade pose.
Sweet. Yep, and then like looks up at all three of you with his fucking bright red, like manic gaze.
Are you evil? Please, no.
I turn into a gorilla.
You guys go first. I rolled a 6.
That's a 1.
9.
2.
Arthur, Melville, Dennis, Gargi, or Gargoyle.
Gargi?
Gargi, I don't know why.
Can I make him my pet?
Gargle. Gargles.
Come here, Gargles!
Gargles. Arthur, kick it off.
Sure, I unstrap my wild hander and fucking go all wild on her.
Okay, you give it a swing.
No.
DR10, keep in mind.
It's 8.
Okay, because he is, like, moves slowly and he's pretty easy to hit.
You could use an omen to reduce it.
You can use an omen to reduce and succeed.
Oh my god, fine.
So you have two, I'm just letting you know.
You have two left then, right?
I got two left. All right, so it's D10.
Yep.
That was a D8.
Yep. Yeah. They all look the same. It fucking didn't matter. I use another omen and max damage.
Okay, so you're going to hit with the 8.
10.
D10. Okay, so 10 and then minus 5.
Fuck!
For 5.
Oh my god.
And you hit him good. But you like, God, this stone is fucking really absorbs damage.
Oh, boy.
I've only got one omen left.
You hurt him pretty good, though.
Oh, my God.
Melville, what do you do?
That was a good tester.
It really was.
Feeler in the water there.
In those initial attacks.
I'm out of luck, boys.
Especially seeing me roll dice and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, no. I think that, oh, God. I'll just go for the touches, I suppose.
Flailing them?
Yep.
DR10 strength.
I'll use an omen to reduce it.
All right. So, successfully doing so, give me that D8 for damage, and I'm going to give you this D6 for armor.
7.
This is just
minus 6 for
no!
one.
No! God damn.
Again, this flail.
Why is it that you're always rolling so fucking well for the enemies, and no matter what game we play? Metal, shit. Metal,
this guy's just ice. The bouncer. The real boss is inside.
Dude, to be honest, you're 100% like, yes, of course. He's guarding the fucking building. Dennis.
Denise Richards.
I turned into a gorilla before. Right?
Did you? No, I don't think you did.
I think the last time we talked about it, you were not.
But
a
I
gorilla
rolled the 1
because you were riding the donkey.
I rolled the 1
on the what
for turns.
So
doesn't that mean me go first?
No,
no.
Dang it! It's the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite.
Why would it be?
I don't know.
Why would it ever be?
One, you start with 1, you end with 6. I don't know. I turn into a gorilla.
That's perfect. Tell me about it. Tell me about the gorilla, not the kill. The I don't know. Explain your gorilla transformation.
So basically this time, Dennis kind of just like rips his skin in half and then turns into a gorilla.
Oh, my God.
Like he emerges from a cocoon. That's brutal. And as you throw those two halves of like Dennis flesh onto the ground, they both just kind of disappear.
Smolder away.
Smolder away.
I like smolder. I like it just like
yeah.
Yeah, perfectly. The gargoyle.
You're gonna Does he hit like a freight train too?
Yeah, I'm sure.
He, let's see, Dennis is in front of him. No, not Dennis. Arthur and Melville are in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur is aggro drawing, so he swings his claws at you. He just winds back, kind of telegraphing it, so you're kind of ready for this. And he swings his claws at you. DR 10 agility.
That's 6.
You keeping it?
You got one more omen, buddy! You could reduce it to be able to pass it.
Ultimately, you guys could probably long rest after this because it is getting dusky.
I don't know how hard he hits. I'm gonna fucking reduce it. I have no omens left.
Yep, so you pass.
I can't die yet.
Okay, yep, no, that's
Arthur
fine.
Just got here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's the thing is you're supposed to say what you say when you use omens. We haven't done it, so you can skip it for this day, but this is your last one. What do you say when you spend this last omen? Like, you know that, like, this thing's gonna claw at you. And he says something that kind of like saves, gives, almost steals him enough to do it right. What does he say?
By the power of Balthazar, I defile this grave.
The gargoyle taken aback by like, what the fuck are you talking about? Doesn't like his arc doesn't go as well as he intended with his swinging claw.
That's amazing.
That was weird, yeah.
It was so good. He's over in a corner jerking off on a grave.
Fuck you! Fuck you, Balthazar!
I meant more like he's saying, I piss on your attempt to kill me, yeah, but yes, that's sure, he's jacking off on
why,
a grave.
Why do you have to make it about dicks, Nate? Arthur, what do you do now? It's your turn.
Oh, okay. I'm going to swing on this bitch.
Nice.
No, I'm not.
DR10.
Use an omen.
I'm out.
He knows.
I'm out.
All right, so you miss. You swing and he kind of ducks below your arc of your swing. Surprisingly, because he's fucking slow. Melville, what do you do?
I'm going to try and do the same.
Okay.
Yes, I touch.
Give me the damage.
It's 3.
3 as well.
God damn it, I knew
so
it.
So you hit this thing.
I know, I'm going to use an omen to max damage it.
Okay, so that would have been 8, so minus the 3 for 5 damage.
Yep.
I like that. He is actually considered bloody at this point.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, you knock a chunk off of him, dude.
Yep.
What do you say as you spend this omen?
Ek defile you, you disgusting beast.
And then slam it with your flail, cracking off a chunk of its wing. Dennis.
Tear this gargoyle's arms off.
But the monkey shape doesn't give me strong on
no
no it just makes
make
you
it...
quicker. I think the fact that we made him a gorilla is like just wrong, but right? It's cool.
Yes,
so that's fine.
He's a fast gorilla.
Gorillas aren't faster than monkeys. Well, they are faster than people.
Yeah, maybe Dennis is just really slow.
That could be that. Yeah, that makes sense. As a gorilla, he's somehow better. Well, gorillas are better. Like any man versus any gorilla
in my hatchet only
gorilla's always gonna win.
6 yeah. damage.
That's hey, it could do it.
So
I'm gonna axe him.
You gonna axe him?
What are you gonna axe him?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I want to hit him with my axe.
Do it. DR 10 strength. A nat 1.
Natural 1.
Oh no.
Broke.
Do you want to
re-roll
spend...
it? Use an omen.
Do you want to spend that to neutralize the fumble?
Only option?
Nah, you can do other things too, but that is the best option.
Destroy your axe otherwise.
I'd never got That's a true. Chance to chop down a tree.
I know. How many omens do you have?
1.
Brother,
spend.
Can he just use it to re-roll?
You can.
I spend my singular omen.
Re-roll it.
Fuck yeah!
That was 15. Well worth it. Okay, yes. Give me the damage.
Worth it on many levels. Even if it doesn't do damage.
Oh, nice.
One damage.
So 2 damage on 1 armor does 1 damage. You hit a chunk of his.
Oh shit!
Surprisingly, you swang this axe.
Swang. There it is again.
Yeah. Oh god. I'm not even Southern either. I'm as Northern as people get as in America.
What do you say?
Sure. Yeah, what do you say as you spend this omen there, monkey boy? Monkey boy. Monkey boy!
Monkey boy.
You disgusting monkey!
I wonder if this works as good on trees as it does on stone.
Fuck yeah.
The gargoyle. Okay. He kind of takes a hefty leap back. To create some distance and lunges with one arm down onto Melville.
Okay.
Melville, DR 10 agility.
Okay, please. 14. Shit, yeah.
Nice. And he just, and you take a quick step back, almost as heated, but quicker. And nice his hand lands on the ground in front of you, just shaking the earth. Arthur.
I swing. And a natural one.
Oh, my gosh.
And no omens.
No omens.
Not a 1.
This is such bullshit.
Okay, so on a fumble, on an attack, your weapon breaks or is lost. You swing this Zweihander at this stone gargoyle, and he, like, like seeing what you're doing, he picks his head up and you just hit him right across the forehead and your blade just cracks across it. So we're going to leave you with like a half of a Zweihander and call it a D6. You can still use it because it's still big enough to be a fucking weapon. Sure. So a D6 broken Zweihander now.
God, yeah. That is some bullshit.
Hey, at least you didn't fucking straight up lose it to the point where it's inactive.
I'm happy with that. Absolutely.
I figured it's so
better
big.
Than a D4.
Well, if I cracked a Zwei, if I'm using a Zweihander in reality and I crack it in half, I'm still fucking swinging that thing.
Yeah.
It'll still work. Okay. Then we move on to Melville.
While he's paying attention to that, assuming his hand's still on the ground, I'm just going to take this flail and just like swing it down on his fucking giant gargoyle hand and try to just crush it.
Sounds good.
That's a 19.
Hell yes. Damage?
8 damage.
Minus? 5. For 3.
Fuck.
He is looking damn close to her. He's crumbling. God. He's like broken chunks of
yeah,
stone.
Yeah, I fucking just crushed his hand.
You did. Dennis.
I hit him with my axe.
You're gonna axe him again? It's a gorilla with a fucking wood axe.
It's, it's like King Kong like versus Godzilla right now.
Nope.
Nope, you don't. You
oh
gonna use
God.
That one?
I only had one.
Yeah.
You don't have any? Okay.
For this whole adventure.
Oh, boy. The gargoyle, then.
It's fucking melting.
That was you again. Yeah, yep. So his hand, now crushed, and a couple of the fingers completely severed from it, like, goes to, like, whip it back at you, like, the backhand, you know, this bit slap.
15, baby!
Nice, and you just, like, duck underneath it, and he just swings air over your body. Arthur.
I swing! I miss!
Oh, boy. You just swing this half Zweihander and... nothing but air. Melville.
Okay, I'm going to go for the same. 18.
Nice. Give me the damage.
Let's do it. 7.
Minus 3 for 4.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about
fuck
it!
Fuck yes.
Finally.
Jesus.
You don't have what it takes. And I just fucking wind it back up right after his swing at me and just bring it straight down on the top of his skull and just shatter it.
And yeah, he just crumbles into pieces of stone, and like as his essence fades from him, just he's just a pile of rubble now on the ground. Silence again.
Fuck yes.
Arthur picks up the broken edge of his sword and puts it in his backpack.
The other the top half?
Yep, I'm going to try to get this fucker fixed.
I like that. And with that, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Rolled Standard. Last we left you guys were standing outside of the mausoleum of Peleolin, the copper-topped mausoleum, and the gargoyle that you recently slain in pieces in rubble in front of this mausoleum. What do you guys do?
Are you all right? I'm pissed.
Yes, that's an unfortunate situation.
I don't know how long my ape form lasts, but I could use a rest.
All right. Now that's fair.
I got no omens.
I don't know what that means.
We're just going to camp outside this mausoleum?
We can check what's inside first, but I mean...
Well, judging from what was outside, I think inside might be bad.
It can't be that bad.
I don't
and
know.
Arthur,
you said that
the
same...
door open. Yep.
I step back.
Keep the door open?
Yeah.
All right. The door swings open and it's dusty and dark in here.
Isn't this like a... story and a half tall stone door?
Yeah.
He just kicked it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got hinges.
Well greased.
Yeah, you kick it open. It hurts your leg like crazy, but you deal with it.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, pain is not really a thing unless you want it to be. in undeath. Yeah, you kick the door open, and inside you see, much like you did back in the mausoleum of Chance Devereaux, a stone sarcophagus inside.
Well, this is familiar. Unfortunate, for sure. Does that give you enough of an answer for now?
Well, let's check if there's a staircase. I pry open the top of the casket again.
Okay, you open this, you slide the top off of the stone sarcophagus and it falls off the other side. And it's empty. There isn't a corpse. There isn't a weird hole that you were expecting to find.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's more...
Arthur looks around the room, specifically up in the upper
dome?
Area, yeah, for any creature that might be...
You give me a presence.
Oh no!
Actually, you know what? Don't have to give me a presence test because there's. You look around and you don't see anything Anything really. You actually don't even really see the inside of the dome. You just see like the stone ceiling above you.
Did Tethic send us on a fool's errand? What is this?
I mean, he is a fool and it is an errand.
All right, well, there's no man here. So
take your rest, friend.
We'll do.
Do you want me to pour you some bog coffee?
Some what?
Bog coffee. Mother made it.
No.
Fine.
Yeah, I second that.
Are you guys camping in the mausoleum?
Yeah, I'm going to start a small little...
fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
We die of carbon dioxide poison.
Yeah, leave the door open.
Inhalation. Yeah, leave the door open. You light a fire. You guys kind of settle into rest, and you notice the smoke from this fire. A lot of it's pooling up against the ceiling, but some of it's escaping out the front door, you know, as it would. And some of it's actually disappearing into the sarcophagus itself. And it kind of looks as if it's, like, disappearing to somewhere else.
Arthur walks up to the empty sarcophagus, and he...
Let's not do that yet.
I'm gonna slide into it and just lay down.
It's his undeath.
I'm gonna get into it?
I'm gonna, yeah.
Okay, as if you were, like, the body in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I found my place to rest.
So you lay in there, and you're just expecting something, and nothing happens.
See? Safe, Dennis.
Did you put the cover back on it?
I mean, are these two...
You really could.
I'm not gonna help him out anything.
You're like, hold on!
No. No, he just lays down, crosses his hands above his chest, and then goes to undead sleep.
He just
stares at the ceiling.
Yeah. Nothing happens, though.
Well, taking a rest.
Okay.
I'm not hell bent on investigating tonight.
Are you two living people going to eat?
Yes.
Okay.
This is in the afternoon when we got here and shit, right?
It's about evening.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, like I said, it was getting dusky.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Okay, and then are you going to eat as well?
Why would I?
You're not hurt at all?
That's why.
Am I? No.
Okay. No, I mean, no, that's why the question.
That's why, yep.
I blocked it all.
Okay, so what are you two eating? Shit. You got moon cabbage, hardtack, and corpse fly.
Make a goulash.
A little bit of everything.
Stave off starvation, I'll eat some hardtack, too.
Save.
Okay, so we're just going to knock that down to 10 rations, the remaining of that. Okay, so both of you guys give yourselves their D6 healing.
I'm good on that for sure.
I am as well.
Okay. Somebody give me the calendar of Necrobell. Roll me a D20.
Okay.
As dawn approaches.
Oh. Two.
Oh,
my God.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Anybody deplete their omens?
Yes.
Yes. All of us.
Okay. All of you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Arthur, D4. Dennis, D2. Melville, D3.
That's a 2.
That's a 1. Fuck.
2.
Okay. Roll for presence. Our powers, everybody. Presence plus D4.
That's 4 powers.
Okay.
That's 2.
Okay.
I got 1.
You got 1. All right. Arthur, roll undead effect. Give me that D12.
Holy balls, man.
Yeah, you're really stacking those up, aren't you?
Don't really got much of a choice.
10.
10. You can unscrew your head if you'd like to.
I knew it.
What? What's that do?
Sure.
Pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Arthur, give me a D6 for your pale and blessing.
1.
1. Stars were right.
Oh, nice.
How many omens?
You had 1 omen, you said?
2.
You
have 3.
You now have 3.
I have 4.
You 4? Okay, you 4.
Oh,
gotcha. 2% for the metal in your chat, in your heart?
64.
Okay, very good. We're not going to roll weather. Doesn't matter. And we're not going to roll for the day's event. So what do you guys do? You can see the dawn light kind of beginning to pour through the open door.
Can I look around to see if there's any passageway anywhere?
Give me a presence test, DR16.
Ooh.
A 1.
Arthur,
a
no.
It's actually a 0.
You guys are all looking around.
Yeah,
I'm blind.
So I'll do it.
Oh, 17.
Nice. You notice as you're laying in this thing that there's a slight draft coming from like around the edges of it. And you're like, and you kind of like, it feels like a false bottom.
Arthur gets out of the sarcophagus, takes the back end of his broken Zweihänder and slams through the bottom of it.
Okay. You crack the stone in the bottom of this thing and you seal it crumble down a pair of dark stones.
I fucking knew it. There's always stairs in these bitches.
I like to make them all the same thing, but like, what well, seems different? What's up here? Where is it? It's there. You just gotta break to the bottom.
Before we do anything, I'm gonna turn into a gorilla.
You're gonna gorilla it up?
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys doing?
Lighting a torch.
I pull out my lantern.
Because I was given that by Pelgrane.
Yeah. You really were.
Are there any other torches around? Can I have a light source too?
No, not this time, Dennis the Menace.
I'll follow you guys.
Dentist the Mentis.
All right, give us a follow then.
Well, so, what's your guys' order, your marching order?
Arthur goes first.
Okay.
Then I'm second.
And then a gorilla.
Does he fit?
Barely. The three of you then head down this staircase, and you guys are walking for a long time. You continue to go down and down into the earth. It gets colder and colder. And eventually, it actually starts to feel like it's warming up, which is strange.
We must be getting closer to hell.
I can only imagine.
Eventually, the stairs open up to a large chamber. And by large, I'll let you be the judge of how big that is when I describe what's in it. So ultimately, high vaulted ceilings in this room. And the darkness above into the upper area of the rooms is just this pitch blackness. And you hear these like strange little whispers from amongst it.
Trees?
No, Dennis, I can hear them too.
In the center of this room, you see a big black pit.
Yuck.
It's about the size of a regulation baseball diamond. That's literally what I wrote.
Holy shit.
That's pretty big.
That's fucking huge.
It's very big. That's what I'm saying. Like, the room is large. I'll let you see how large it is.
I'm going to use a power.
Hold on.
No, this is why. It has to be prior to combat. I'm going to use a power, take some damage, and...
Otherwise, though, the room is pitch black compared to... well, except for the light that you are carrying around.
Do you just take 6 damage?
I took 3 damage. Phew. And for the next... I can pick 3 rolls to add 2 to.
Hell yes.
If I if there's nothing happening directly right now,
nope,
I'm going to take a potion too.
Okay.
Try to nullify that.
Oh, so you're down to 5 and now you're going to D4 it up?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Sweet. Back perfect. Back up.
Again. Nice.
Okay. Found a way to make it worth it.
This room, again, your lights don't cast a lot of, your torches don't cast a lot of light in here. Enough, though. You do see this. You look down into this pit, and it's just endlessly dark. And you don't see a bottom or anything. Across this room, you guys kind of circumnavigate it, kind of examine this room a little bit, and you see that there is another door, a stone door, much like the one is the entrance to the building, on the other end of the room, from the stairs that you came in from.
Well, we don't have a lot of other options.
I'm not keen on jumping in a hole.
Yet not doing that.
Do you think there's another gargoyle?
Well, why would you even say that?
Yeah, because what last time you touched a big door, a gargoyle fell.
Sure, and Arthur touches the door,
and you do. You like look up too for the guy, but there isn't one there. And you notice as you touch the door that the door is cold, but nothing more.
And I'll push the door a little bit.
You push it open, and you see that there is a.
Well, I'm gonna take off my head.
Oh,
and then hold it through the doorway.
Yeah, you see that there is a hallway past this door, and it looks as though. It comes to a T, or rather a four-way intersection, but more or less a T as the last of the four directions goes down more stairs.
So with Arthur's head behind the door, he calls back while still having the head in the hallway.
I think it's safe.
For now.
It's always for now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start walking through the doorway.
All right, boys, do you want to go left, right, or down?
What do you think?
Left.
Mm-hmm.
You guys instinctively go down the hall, turn to the left.
Free souls.
Yeah. You see that at the end of this hallway, there is a large iron door. Not large. Normal-sized iron door. Like, everything's just a large door. Every door is so big!
Everything's set to Wombo.
Wombo? Yeah, Wombo.
What do you do?
We open the door.
Let's see if we can.
You push on the door, and it is locked.
Well, that's the end of that. Turn around. Going home! Tethic!
I'll pull out the lockpicks that nobody has.
Can I look on the top of the door for the stashed key?
Yeah, you go and wipe your hand above the door, assuming that there might be one above the ceiling. There's not.
Damn.
All right, well.
That's the best I can do.
Yeah, thanks, Monkey. I guess we try the other room before heading down.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, so you guys walk across the hall, down the hallway that you came from, and down to the other hallway.
Yeah, let's go straight.
Yeah. Give me a presence test as you guys walk down this hall, all the three of you.
11.
Arthur, you said you're leading the pack?
Yeah, okay. 11.
10.
7.
Okay. All right, so all three of you walk towards this door, and you see that there's a wooden door at the end of here, kind of strange and out of place.
Look, Dennis, your axe might do something here.
That's a good point. As you get close, you guys approach the door, and as you do, you hear this quick, like, and Arthur, give me a DR 14 agility test.
Oh, no.
Aww.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. 18. And you, as you hear that, you're like, oh shit. And you like immediately like thin yourself. And you see these three arrows, like a little darts more
some
or less.
Some pass through holes in my body.
Yeah, like, the right through your clothes just pierces through the shirt. And then, yeah.
One, Jesus, fuck.
One would have hit you in the head if you weren't holding it like a fucking football. but three darts end up landing into the wall next to them, and you see them kind of like dripping with some kind of oil.
Can I take the three darts and put them in my pack?
Absolutely.
Do I have any idea what this oil is?
It's a little bit viscous, and as you touch it...
Of course it is.
Yeah, it always is.
Surprise, surprise.
Oil is viscous. You rub your fingers, and you feel that your fingers kind of tingle when you do.
Almost like it's paralyzing?
Not so much that. That's a good way to put it, but almost like you're getting a little body buzz in your fingertips.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes, I take these.
You're like...
Save those for
prone
private
to
time.
Substance abuse.
Exactly.
Yeah, actually, yes. That's actually interesting. He's just like at camp. Next time you guys are asleep, he's just like.
what do I call that? Three vial or
just call
three
them
three vials of body euphoria.
Call them three needles.
I also have a large needle for no reason.
There's never no reason. You're prone to a substance abuse.
three what now?
I just call them three oily needles. We'll know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Three oily needles. Welcome to the oily needle.
How about this door then?
Okay. The door itself, you notice, is not locked.
Ooh.
I open the door and put my head through.
Give me a D4. Yeah?
To see how many times you die.
Right.
Four.
Four, okay.
Four deaths.
All right, so you... open the door slightly, and you hold your head out into the room, and you see in this room sleeping. There's like it's a very similar to the barracks you have at Tethic's Tower. There is like four bunks in here, some footlockers, a little like dining table, a hearth that is currently blazing, not blazing but lit. Mm. some torches on the walls are kind of dim, and kind of a makeshift kitchenette. But you see in these four beds. Four individual people sleeping, and you can tell by their shape. You can't necessarily see them because they're covered, but you can tell that there are four people sleeping in this room.
All right, boys. There's four of them. Three of us, but they are sleeping. I say we end them quickly and finish off the last.
We're trying to find a potential ally in this place.
I'm sure these aren't them, maybe.
Because it was him, an orb, and another thing. Now... this all depends on whether or not we believe he's being held captive in some way, or... is this a place that we know he's, known to be at, or this just happens to be where he is?
This is where Tethic was reading his energy.
So it just happens to be.
Yep, he doesn't know why he's here.
Okay.
And he's also... Tethic did make it clear that he was kind of confused as to why he felt the energy from him and from his orb, but it was still there for so long.
Okay.
Because he knows that, obviously you guys also know... just based on context, that Ignatius is kind of a teleporter.
Mm-hmm.
And if Tethic is concerned that he's still here, even though he has his ability, or his orb, he doesn't really know why.
Okay, okay.
So there's that mystery of what's going on, what's wrong with him.
I get the feeling he's being detained against his will.
That sounds about right to me, like he's being forced to do things.
Put them in your butt.
Not my orb!
My orifices!
My orifices!
Stupid.
I say we take these out now and continue our search.
Are you sure?
He's deathless. We can't kill him.
That's true as well. Fuck it. Let's do it.
And the three of them enter and take turns stabbing the shit out of him.
How about this? So tell me what your guys' plan is, and then we'll just do it through rolls.
I assume we go in, each take a bed.
There is a fourth guy, keep in mind.
And we kill him as soon
together.
As he wakes up.
Okay, yes, so together, as a team.
Each of you take a guy.
Yeah.
You're obviously going to stab him with your Zweihänder chunk.
Yes.
Crushing a skull.
You're just going to fucking...
Oh, we're not being quiet about this.
Well, I don't have any... Are you guys going to quietly
I have a replica
them?
Sword.
We should try to quietly kill them first so we don't wake the fourth guy.
Okay, so I'm going to make all three of you give me agility tests. I'm going to call them DR-12 because they're not particularly... Well, actually, I'm going to call them DR-10. A little bit easier because they're sleeping.
Does that apply?
Oh, it totally does!
Oh, shit.
You'll see.
Okay. Hiding. Oh.
It's bad.
I got it.
So all three of you then give me agility tests. We're going to call them DR-8s.
I got it. Doesn't matter.
It does.
It
does.
Might matter.
It's a natural 20.
That's a D12.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he took
you got nat 20?
Yeah.
I like that.
13. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
It's not good.
It's not.
That one was like a gunshot.
The three of you kind of like walk on the balls of your feet as you guys get sneak into this room. You're all weapons drawn. Meanwhile, Dennis.
Dennis, what the fuck are you doing?
Dennis, what are you doing?
What are you talking about?
I'm going, as soon as he starts doing that, I'm going to go crush a dude's head.
Yeah, he's a gorilla whistling.
I know.
Whistling gorilla. Tomb of the whistling gorilla. Oh, it's better than what I had.
Oh, man.
Okay, so immediately after you guys realize this, you guys both go
for the crush.
Yeah, and you guys kill them both. You can tell me about it, actually.
Oh, shit.
I want to swipe down if I can.
You, however, hold on. You two, tell me about your kills.
I'm literally...
We'll revisit you.
I'm just lifting up the heavy ball of this flail and dropping it directly down on this dude's head.
And you see, like, the head just underneath it just...
Ooh, squish.
Yum. Blood splatters across the pillow and the bed itself.
Arthur takes his broken blade and slams it down on the neck, severing it from the body.
Nice. The head rolls onto the floor as blood just sprays all over the wall and pillow. Just a bunch of soaked pillows.
Yum.
Dennis, as you're approaching this guy whistling Dixie, you see him wake up immediately. Test strength, DR 10. He's laying down, so it's a little bit easier, but he's awake and he can react.
I'm going to use an omen.
Okay, do so.
Are you to reduce it? Is that six?
What's your strength?
Zero.
Oh,
is that a six?
He has to reroll then to
spend an
omen.
Oh.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
What do you say as you reroll this omen?
Fair enough. We'll see what happens when I roll it first.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then you drop the axe on the guy's head.
Yeah.
And just braining him.
Sweet.
The fourth guy, however, wakes up and he's like, "The hell are you guys doing in here?" Roll initiative.
Cool.
Actually, wait. Before you do. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it makes sense. Roll initiative. You guys go first.
2, 6, 5.
Okay, Arthur, Melville, Dennis, dude. Arthur.
Oh, I...
And you're close enough to this guy to interact.
Yeah, I lunge at him. And that's 11?
11. He's in his bed still. DR 10, so yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's 6.
6 damage? Tell me about it.
So after he, like, wakes up and he's still laying in bed and Arthur lunges towards the bed and drops it into his guts and then rips it up his chest.
Nice, and you just disembowel him as his organs and stuff that just spill out of his body and he just falls to his knees on the ground next to
his bed.
Does
he say anything while he dies?
No. Besides a lot of... Dead.
Nice. Efficient. I told you this would work.
And Arthur digs his teeth into the neck and starts chomping on him.
Okay. Automatically, we'll next rest. You won't have to spend a ration. You can just gain the D6 without...
Perfect.
I want to dig around in here, see what they might have had in them foot lockers and all that stuff.
His body as well.
You find 4 foot lockers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess just give me a D4 to determine which one you're going for. Actually, you know what? I've already called them because I had my mental map in my head as to where each of you guys were.
Sure, yeah.
It was like Dennis, Arthur, and then Arthur goes to that guy, and then you went to that guy.
Yeah.
So you're at number 4 already.
Okay.
So there's also, there's a table, there's that stuff. There's also a bookshelf as well, and it's pretty full. But
oh,
the chest.
Mel, stay away from the bookshelf.
I believe you're right.
Give me a D10.
Okay. 7.
7, okay.
Push it.
66. D66.
Oh, boy. Let's see. That's a... I should have determined
him
first.
Do it again and call one first.
Yeah, okay. The stone one. That was my plan in the first place.
All right.
53.
You open this chest, and you find a couple things. The weird thing, initially, is you find a scalp with long black hair. The other thing you find is... This chest is quite large, but you see that it actually holds a Zweihänder in it.
Does it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a Zweihänder in this.
Arthur?
Yes, Mel.
I think I might have found something cool for you.
Oh, I can be just like Pelgrane, 2 swords, one smaller than the other.
If you wish. Is it just a normal...
Is that a Pelgrane penis reference? I'm like, he only has one. But
it's just a normal-looking Zweihänder?
Yes, it is. It's almost identical to the one that you have, actually, except yours is in pieces and his is not.
There you go.
Going forward, then.
Thank you, friend.
You going for chests as well.
What do you want me to roll?
Yeah. You don't have to roll anything. Are you going to... Because, I mean, essentially, I'm giving you claim over the ones that you've killed, like their footlockers.
Sure.
So I'll let you go for both of them if you want to.
Sure, I'll open both.
Okay. So Give me a D10 and do it twice.
Nine. Two.
Okay. So give me D66 and again do it twice.
Red. 63.
Okay, you find 63 silver in one of these chests.
Jesus.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it literally says 61 through 66, the result in silver.
Nice.
That's not bad.
And 54.
Okay, and in the other chest, with that silver, you also found, oddly enough, a flail. That looks identical to Melville.
So Arthur grabs the flail. Here, Mel. Even trade. Just like,
also, in the other one then, in addition to an actual sword, not a very good sword, but it's a sword, you also find a golden ball. It's about the size of a softball.
Go with that.
Mm.
And then Levi, give me a D10. Four. Give me a D66.
13.
13. You find this, like, you're not sure what it is. It looks sort of like an animal carcass, but you're not too sure. And as you go to pick it up, it just crumbles to dust, which is not great. You also find in there a knife, which is bloody, like just caked with dried blood. Also, you find there's like a satin bag inside there. It's a pretty large satin bag, too. Like, it looks like it's carrying something kind of angular inside.
I open the bag away from my face.
Oh, yeah, the bag! Gosh. You open the bag, and you see inside a crossbow, and it's in fucking mint condition.
Ooh.
And 10 bolts.
Ranged weapon for the first time.
Holy shit, yes. I didn't even know they existed.
They do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Actually, I've been looking at a document called Black Powder Basics, and it's like black powder weapons, but they are fucking cumbersome.
I believe
that. Like, you want to spend 6 rounds reloading that thing? Because you will.
Oh, no.
Depending on the gun. There's like 6 shooters, though, that's like black powder. It's the individual loading chamber. Mm-hmm. They're very, very cool. But we haven't used them, but I might throw some in later.
That's sweet.
You want to trade? I could use a flail.
Oh, the flail actually Arthur is holding. And well, you guys didn't trade.
I give it to
you.
Me.
Did trade? Oh, okay.
I need something that's not a wood cutting axe.
Fair enough.
You're kind of squishy.
You're not wrong. I don't hate the idea of shooting people in the face.
Arthur's got 4 swords on him right now.
He's like John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's always
medieval John.
Yeah. He's got a perfect Zoolander and then the broken one, and then he's got 2 short swords now.
Kind of a badass. Fucking Blades McKenzie. No,
Knife Dad.
Also, since you guys were interested in doing so, you guys dig through the bodies, and Melville, you find on the one guy's person, oddly enough, even though he's in bed, a ring of keys. There's like 9 skeleton keys on this thing.
Very nice. I think we might have an answer for the other door.
Ah, perfect. Let's go open it up.
Okay. You guys head across the hallway, back out of this room, across the entire hallway.
What kind of damage does the D8. Crossbow do?
Oh, that's D8, I believe, too.
Ooh, okay. Very good.
Nice. Okay.
Let me double check, though.
I guessed. I'm surprised I got it.
I think you're actually correct, honestly. Specifically, it does D8.
Awesome.
You guys are standing in front of the locked iron door.
Yes.
What do you do?
I suppose it's my turn. I'll try to...
Maybe you just point your crossbow. I will open this door.
Fair enough. And I'll hand him the key ring.
Yeah, why would the speedy guy open the door and dodge everything for the, like, 9th time today? You're right.
Right.
Someone else take the step.
If you really want to...
Sure, give me the keys.
All right,
just hand the keys then... around.
So yeah, just all pass.
I'm just.
Everyone's so afraid of dying.
So Melville loads a bolt into his crossbow, cocks it back, and then just trains his bead on the door. While
I'm crouched underneath his crossbow with the flail.
That's a good idea. Oh, and then you got the keys. So and then Arthur's just like, he grabs a key, puts in the lock, doesn't work. Next key. He keeps trying it. Literally, he's on the 7th of 9 keys, and it opens it.
7th of 9th.
That's what I said, isn't it? 7th of 9th.
All right.
And the door clicks open.
I take my head and peek it around the door frame again.
Okay. You see inside this a corridor. It's about as narrow as the corridor you've been in, but you notice the walls are not lined with stone as the corridors have been. They're lined with cell doors, and you notice that there are 8 of them in this entire room, and a torch mounted on the wall directly down the hall from the door.
It's
a narrow hall.
With my head still in the doorway, I yell out,
Ignatius, are you in here?
Ah! You hear from down the hall, from the room.
That doesn't clarify things.
Yeah!
That sounded like he... Okay, and he pulls his head back, puts it on his shoulders again. I'm pretty sure he's in there.
Well, something's in there.
You're right.
And I'll kick the door open and stroll in.
You guys walk in, and you see, like, there's four cells on each wall. And the first two on each side just carry a manacled skeleton, just long dead. The third set, you see a skinny, middle-aged man just in a cloth, in a loincloth, essentially, manacled to the wall, just kind of hanging there. Long white hair, long white beard. And you see in the one across from him, on a pedestal, like a stool, and against the back wall, a large blue orb about the size of a basketball, kind of this milky glow to it. It's creating this atmosphere around it. And you check the last two cells, and they're both dead skeletons as well. So that's literally the entire room at this point, from what you can see.
Does this orb resemble the same gold one I picked up?
No, yours is a lot smaller. Okay. Yours is about the size of a softball, this being the size of a basketball.
Okay. So replacing the blue one wouldn't have any effect? I just wonder if
hard
it's
to
like
say.
A,
without doing it.
Okay.
Well, one of these keys must open this.
Yeah, once you get it open, hand me the other ones.
And I'll start trying to open the door with the orb in it.
Okay, yeah, you dig through the keys. Again, the same scenario. You don't know which is which, but you know which one isn't it. You unlock the door, and it swings open, and the orb is there.
I go and grab it.
Okay, you pick up the orb, and you feel like its power immediately as soon as you touch it. And it kind of like gives you the tinglies in the arms all the way up to the elbows. And it's lighter than it. You'd think that this thing would be kind of heavy, so you kind of, when you went to lift it, you kind of like crouched to brace with your legs, and because you didn't really need to. It's almost weightless.
I chuck the keys back towards Mel and Dennis.
Okay.
I'll go to open the cell.
Mel backhand catches the keys.
Are you Ignatius?
I am.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He looks up from his hair, through his hair, really.
How long have you been?
Massive eyebrows, massive mustache, and just long goatee.
How long have you been here?
Oh, I have no idea.
I was going to say, I didn't realize that it was a measurement of time. Oh, shit. Okay. Well, we have some food and shit.
Oh, yeah. So hungry.
Okay, well, we were sent by Tethic Norvis.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
you don't sound happy.
Well, it's...
Well, he's kind of gross.
Yeah, well, that's definitely
true. Okay, but what's worse? A cell where you're going to die? Well,
or
no,
he sucks
you won't.
Dry.
Yeah, by... Gross.
Yes. See, it's all gross.
And I'll go in there and...
What did you... Did he send... He sent you to get me?
Yes.
For what?
For your help, but it looks as if we're lending that to you first. So, probably a return on a favor, then.
What is it that you need me to do? I got to imagine it's teleportation.
Yes, what you're very good at, as far as I know.
I need my orb for that.
Here you go.
And he just, like, he's still manacled.
Yes, that's where I'm, while I'm talking to him, I'm going to try and, like,
okay.
Get...
Okay, and you do find the key that unlocks him, and you do unlock him. And as you, like, offer the orb to him, he just, like, offers it back, but too far of a distance, right? Like across the, where you didn't really move much, I'm sure, but he holds his hands out and he kind of just floats to his hands. And as soon as it touches him, he's like, oh! And you see like the color in his skin kind of come back. And he's like, he just kind of looks, from the emaciated, like overly ribby look he had, he kind of like rejuvenates him.
All right, here's a question then.
Yes.
Do you have, we know that you're deathless.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, so are we. I mean, at least so is he.
Hi.
I mean,
he is a undead that's not eating my brain.
Yes, no, he's in a bad state considering his embers are weak.
How many days has it been?
Quite a few.
Almost, I want to say it's been about 7.
Close.
You do smell as if it's been a few.
Yeah, I've had some weird things happen.
Oh, speaking of smells,
now,
and I hand
takes
him
his
some,
head off.
I hand him some hardtack.
Oh, and he just chomps it.
No, give him the fly. The corpse fly.
No.
Just like... This gross, squishy fly parts.
Now, I have this, and it can take us back without any trouble.
We don't need that.
Well, if you're better, then I'll trust you on it.
So where are we going? To nowhere?
Yes.
Do you know the layout of this place? Is there anything else here?
What have you seen?
Just this floor and above.
There's no door on the other end of this corridor of cells?
No, just a torch. No.
Okay,
no.
Then we've...
There's some stairs that go down.
You did not go down?
No.
Well, I don't know what's down there, but I think I have a good idea.
Is it a potential to rekindle his flame?
If you're successful, yes. I got to imagine.
The hunt
powerful
is on.
Being such as that.
Powerful, you say?
Indeed.
I do like me a good fight.
What insight can you give us?
I know what he was. So he was a powerful mage at some point. I believe they call him a demi-lich now.
Shit.
We can take a lich?
I have not
Those fools are easy to kill.
It's been, I mean, in our experience, easier than deer, apparently.
Look, I need a soul.
And
because...
a deer? Yes.
Oh.
That how he died?
Yeah, look at the holes in his chest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Those were hooves.
Yes, they were.
This isn't from anything else other than hooves. Those deer are ridiculous.
I know. I know. Everybody hates them.
So,
good meat, though. Did you get one?
No.
They ran off.
We ran off.
I mean, I was dead.
We were running.
You didn't eat it. I get it. I've been done dead myself. It's fun.
All right. I want my soul.
That's a fair...
I think you should go back to nowhere with Tethys.
Oh.
Tethys.
You guys did get the recollections of nowhere, didn't you?
Indeed, we did.
Well, shit, you don't need me to get there, then.
No.
I can meet you back there.
Unless you can help us in combat.
I doubt that. He is a frail being.
Am I going to throw this orb at him? I need to ponder this orb.
Quite. His powers lie elsewhere.
In here. And he holds this orb. He's just like... like, he's all about it, too. Like, he's talking to you guys, but he's not looking at
it. He's staring at the
orb.
Yeah,
he's all about it.
Well, I think it's worth a try on our end. If nothing else, if we start to fail or falter, then... at least I can take us back to nowhere.
That's a good point. As long as we're touching tips.
Remember. Not that specific.
Is that what Tethys told you?
No.
No.
Good. Something about that.
Sounds like something he would tell you.
You go back to nowhere, and we will try to rekindle his flame.
That's probably what I'm thinking.
Well, I'll see most of you hopefully there. And he, like, holds his orb, and you see, like, the blue atmosphere that it creates kind of grows to envelop him and then shrinks to nothingness, and he's gone. Sweet. Along with the orb. So, what are you guys going to do?
All right, gentlemen, follow me. I'm going to get my soul now.
He's good.
It's going to be good.
Okay, so you guys head back into the hallway. You go down it to where those stairs are, and you start taking those stairs. And these flight of stairs are long, almost longer than the original ones that sent you in here from the mausoleum. At the bottom, finally, you see another iron door, very similar to the one that was locked.
Mm-hmm.
This one, however, is not.
Confident.
They always are.
Do you want to give it a peek?
Yes, Arthur takes his head off and pushes the door ajar and peeks his head around the corner again.
The room is pitch black. You can't see much, but this mist that seems like it's kind of at waist level, kind of covering the entire floor of this room, and it's kind of got like a luminescence to it. So it's not really pitch black room necessarily, but that is definitely creating a glow. But in amongst this, and the room is large, I would say it's, again, the size of your house that always works nicely. Mm-hmm. House is a good size for everything that's relatively
Yeah, just
big.
Like a normal two-story house.
Yeah, it's just a house size room.
Yeah.
Take all the walls out. And the floors. It was the second. Anyway. Hollow out a normal two-story house, and this is the room you got. But you see about, like, a halfway down, obscured by this mist, of course, you see this, like, whitish, smooth, round surface. It is sort of cresting above the mist, ever so slightly.
Curious.
But other than that, it's just a cold, still silence.
I walk into the room.
Okay. The two of you follow?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You guys enter this room, and as soon as the three of you have crossed the threshold, and you guys end up wading through this waist-high mist, the
Show
door...
yourself, Lich. I've come for your soul.
As you say that, the door slams shut on its own. And Arthur draws his
sword. Perfect. Ready.
The I imagine you're all at this point, weapons drawn.
No, yeah, I got a crossbow ready.
You see that smooth white thing start to like tremble and rise, and you see this massive skull, about the size of like definitely probably dwarfs a giant skull.
Oh my
but
god!
It rises up, and you see him in these eye sockets of this thing, these yellow lights. Like bright, like FFE305 yellow. and as it raises up, it's got its teeth are all just silver. Like it's got a full on grill, like completely silver teeth.
Classy.
A demi grill.
It's very cool. He rises up.
Who dares disturb dead?
Arthur Higgins.
Is that you? Is that your? Oh, he kind of. Context, I suppose, would tell me that it is. I am dead.
Yeah, me too, and I want your soul.
Oh, you're all... Oh, shit!
Roll initiative.
So, initiative, then?
Yeah, but I roll a 4, so you guys go first.
Nice.
6.
5.
Okay, what are those numbers again?
675.
There we go. Thank you. It's... Melville Arthur Den is dead. Okay. Melville, kick it off.
I'm going to shoot this dude in his yellow eye.
With your crossbow?
Yep.
I like it. Agility test DR 10. Oh, no. 8. Ooh. I put notes. Huge. Easy to hit.
Nice.
Telegraphs his attacks. So both of those have dropped a little bit differently.
Nice. That is a 17.
17. Give me that dommage.
That is...
D8.
Ooh, that's a 2.
Minus 1 for 2.
1 damage. One for 1.
Use an omen.
God, I don't know if I can...
And for the armor, I wrote hard as bone, minus D4.
You know what?
That's fun.
You know what? Honestly, I will use an omen. I feel like that damage would be very... Yeah.
Okay, so it would be 8 minus what I roll, 1?
Yeah.
So 7 damage.
7 damage for sure.
Oh, that's way better.
You can't get much more than that.
Yep.
He's doing... Yeah, definitely hit him. He hit him right in the eye, and you see that like that yellow eye just kind of blink out and then just kind of come back.
Oh,
take that, you dirty shit.
Arthur. You're already in mid-run with the Zweihander raised.
Yep, and I'm going to leap the last 5 feet. I leap in the air and bring the sword down.
Hell yes.
Dude, fucking Christ, what?
What'd you get?
Use an omen.
I have to use an omen.
You can't break two of them. Oh, God.
Christ. What is the DR?
To hit him, an 8.
I use two omens. One fucking one this
reduce.
One. One to reduce. Two.
How many do you have left, then?
I have 1 omen left.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
You're reducing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'll hit then.
Where's this fucking D10. 10? It moved again.
Yeah.
3.
Minus 3.
Oh,
for nothing.
My gosh.
You can't.
So you, like, swing this thing at him, and it's like...
Dude, this is so...
And fall, and, like, you feel like this thing is going to break. Oh, what do you say to prevent... Here's the thing. You use 3 omens, right?
I use 2.
You use 2? What do you say? 2 different things to me?
Okay, so...
Okay, so that well, okay, so notice you're about to slip and you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna break this fucking thing. And you're just immediately thinking that. What do you say to prevent that?
God, I can't break another one. And he alters his movement, but just enough where he actually makes the swing.
Yeah.
But it's such a feeble swing because he's off balance.
Yeah.
For the love of Tethic!
And then swings harder into it.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so give me the damage. Did you already do that?
Yeah, I got 3.
Oh yeah,
you negated it.
Yeah, and then the sword hits like the teeth of the skull, and it just
son like, of a bitch
recoils hard off of it. Dennis,
I'm gonna flail him.
You're the gorilla route, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I like
gorilla
it.
Gorilla flail.
What is that?
That's a 9.
Oh,
it's like what, a 0.
It's DR8.
Yeah, it's a DR8.
So you add strength.
Oh yeah, it touches.
Okay, give me damage. Yeah.
D8. They're over here.
How can we not find any 4. Of these dice?
I don't know, man.
We got so used to using
it. Oh, I negated it again. The flail, again, he hits it right in the teeth, and he just
Oh, that fucker.
Him. Okay. Seeing as how you're standing, Melville is standing across the room pretty much from him. The other two are right up in his face. He you see him kind of, because he's floating in the air, keep in mind. He, like, kind of pulls back with his mouth wide open, and you see it kind of, you're like, oh, shit. And he comes to chomp at Arthur. Actually, you know what? Nope. Dennis Arthur. Arthur. All right. He goes to chomp at you. Give me a DR10 agility.
16.
Yep. 16. Very nice. So as he telegraphs it too well, and you're just like, oh, fuck, he's chomping at me. And you just kind of like slip underneath the mist, and he just kind of, you hear his teeth kind of clack against themselves.
Ugh.
Melville.
I am going to try to shoot him in the other eye.
Do it.
That's a natural 18.
Nice. That's a DR8, so you definitely hit him.
Oh, God. It's 1 damage.
Okay. Well, I don't even roll. Yeah, so you shoot an arrow at him, and it doesn't hit him in the eye socket like you were intending. It hits off the bone, and it just got sink. So you have 8 bolts left. Arthur.
I swing.
Miss?
You just take
a miss? Okay.
That's a
you swing,
5.
And you just connect. You're going to hit him with your trajectory, but he just raises up above it all, floats gently above the blade. Dennis.
My weakness is anything airborne or hoofed.
Pretty much most things.
I flail it.
like the centaur Pegasus. Your nemesis.
That's an 18 on the die.
It sure as fuck is. You're hitting it with the flail?
Yeah.
All right, give me damage.
6.
6 minus.
Do something.
1, so ooh, 5 damage.
5.
Not bad.
That's hefty.
That thing hits hard, and you see some of the bones, like from his orbital, just start cracking off him.
Nice.
Now, you see him getting pretty damn upset, too. And he turns around, reels back with his mouth wide open again, and goes to snatch at Dennis. So give me a GR10 agility.
Oh. Oh.
Do you not have any one? Omens?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Ah! I mean,
that's a critical failure.
Yes, that is.
Dennis dies. Dennis dies.
Defense, yeah. PSC takes double. PSC. PC takes double damage. Armor is reduced one tier. You have armor?
No.
You don't. So that's not going to matter. So this hefty chunk of damage is coming straight to your face and doubling. 4 times 2 for 8.
Oh,
you're alive.
I'm alive. You have 2 hit points, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my
Melville.
Gosh, I can't believe that.
Melville.
Melville. He is actually bloodied.
I am going to shoot him again.
Okay.
That's a natural 18 again.
Jesus. Nice, you hit him. Give me the damage.
Okay. I'm going to use an omen to make it max.
Okay, so
that's 8 damage.
Okay, so -4 for 4. He's still alive, but he is in the single digits now.
Okay.
So that's helpful. Yeah, shot hits him right in the eye, and you see it, like, blink out again, and you see, like, kind of, like, they're starting to, like, show emotion. Like, you're starting to, like, really, because the skull's hard for emote.
Yeah.
Because they don't do a lot of muscle moves. Well, no muscle at all.
The lights in his eyes are starting to dim.
They're starting to flicker. Yeah, and you see, like, the mist itself kind of forming hands.
Oh.
Like they're fuck. His hands
is
in the mist.
Is this a timed thing?
Not really.
Oh, God.
Arthur. Maybe, though.
Do your turn.
I'm going to swing.
Give him the chomps.
Mister.
I use an omen.
Oh, my
last
your
omen.
Last one? Okay. Actually, oh, you can. You don't even have to. Wait, what is your actual total for that?
What?
What was your total result from that roll?
4 plus 1, 5.
Oh, 5? Okay, you can just drop it by 4 to make
yep.
it. Oh, okay, auto hit.
Oh, 9.
Minus,
nine.
Take that one.
No, 9.
That's a 9, yeah.
Nine.
Minus 4 for 5. He is damn near dead.
Oh, my God.
But you see that he is. And this Y-hander, like. You cut through bone, like your sword went into his head.
Oh God!
And you, as you pull it back, it's just like that mist kind of pouring out of it, like he's bleeding. Oh, it.
Man, we got so lucky at dodging these things.
Dennis, you really did.
Not me.
No, you're lucky you've so
gotten,
far.
You've gotten really lucky at my attack roll, like what I'm deciding to do with him. Mm. I have like a little table, and I'm just rolling.
Oh
numbers.
Shit!
7.
Nope, I miss.
You miss. Okay.
He needs to get the kill shot anyway.
Oh, this is gonna be good. Okay. He, you see the hands? The misty hands kind of rise up. And he says,
buried by time and dust.
And they crash down into the ground, and you see...
No.
This is a Pokemon move?
I'm dead.
Kinda. Oh, lame. One single skeleton rises up out of the... Yeah, one skeleton rises up out of the mist, and he's got silver teeth as well.
Not as strong as you thought you were.
Your entourage is weak.
Regrettably so. We expected at least 3 more. Melvin, it's your turn!
Oh, well, if you insist.
That's a 13.
That's a hit. Yeah, D8.
Yep.
DR8.
Who are you hitting?
Yeah, who are you hitting? There's actually a second...
Big Hoss, for sure.
Big Hoss?
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't do anything.
1.
Okay, yep, I would have negated that.
I've rolled 3 fucking ones in a row.
Yeah, another bolt bounces off his dome. Arthur.
You know, the last lich we killed ended their entourage, too. And he swings at him.
Oh,
natural 20!
What could be fucking more poetic?
Double damage, armor hit. Protection reduced by 1 tier. So actually, that even affects his heart as bone.
Fuck yes.
So, okay, give me that damage. We're going to double it. Deep. I'm going to negate it. Attempt 2.
6.
6.
6 minus... 4
I knew
2,
it.
Breaking it.
Breaking it.
Oh, I just wanted to kill him.
I know. And you did what, 3 damage total?
6.
6?
Well, 3.
Oh, 3. Okay.
2.
2. Okay, so he's still alive, but he's barely hanging on.
Oh my gosh. I hit him with the flail.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then this.
1.
Oh my God.
But I can't not negate it.
Dang it.
1 okay. damage straight up.
Yep. And then, yeah, this would have negated it regardless. So, yeah, again, you hit him with the flail, and the flail bounces off the silver teeth. Yep. It's almost like he's using him as a shield at this point. Like, he sees you can come, he's like, ding!
My shiny teeth and me!
They fucking work, man. Himself, he starts to, like, kind of rise up a little higher in the room, and his eyes start to change this to this, like, purplish, eldritch color, and they start, like, smoking. And he says,
crystallized pain and deconstruction!
And,
oh, fuck.
2. Okay, so each eye shoots out these like, oh, you know, like when lightning hits sand and it creates these like crystally, that pretty much shoots out of his eyes, like these crystal lightning. And it hits, I got two of them, Arthur and Melville. Both of you give me a D6.
Okay. Two.
One.
That's how much damage.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes!
They're not. And then as these crystal lightnings kind of hit you, and they hover in the air, and you kind of feel the shock of them, and then they fall into the mist, and you're like...
Oh, that's fucking dope, though.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Melville.
I'm going to go for the Skellyman.
Okay, very good.
Natural 20.
Oh, yeah. Use it on the goddamn...
I don't need a soul.
That's true.
That's 6 damage to the Skellyman.
Tell me about it.
I just fucking shoot him straight in the forehead, and his head explodes.
Yeah, the head just... Yeah, you... And then
the teeth just fucking clatter to the ground.
You can see them kind of shining.
Yeah.
A little bit. Arthur.
There's so much pressure on me.
There really is.
Murder him.
Think how much you need this
Murder
kill?
Murder him.
Look, I really need your soul, so...
I need yours.
Oh, I don't have one. Joke's on you.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, my God, 15. It hit.
All right, give me the damage.
What?
Oh, yes, my God, 8 damage.
I can't. No. I can't possibly not.
Hooray!
Tell me about it.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Arthur leaps into the air, and it's almost like the mist carries him up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He brings his sword down and just all the strength he has in his undead body and crashes through and then spears it in the ground as he lands. And the skull and the silver teeth just shatter and fly all over the room.
As it falls to the ground. And the hands themselves, as you're flying into this, almost like in slow motion, and the mist hands are just like... Obviously that didn't really help them at all, but like they don't understand what it did at all. He puts his hands up as if to block it with these mist hands. Does nothing, of course. And Arthur, like 3-point stands with his sword through the fucking bone, stands up from that position, and you see that glow of like this, that mist. It's very similar to the mist in here, but has this almost pure aura to it.
Mm-hmm.
Comes flowing out of the skull. Out of the fragments of the skull, rather, and into Arthur.
The dragonborn just killed a dragon.
Exactly. Very much like that. That's really what I'm picturing. And your soul fire potency goes up to 1.
Yes. Very good.
And it's silent again. Except for the... of all three of you.
Well...
the gorilla.
Well, maybe we decide whether or not it's important to look around here and then... Let's port the fuck out. Can I find any of my bolts?
Yeah, actually, you know what we'll do? How many did you fire? 4?
3.
3?
More than that. I think it was like 4 or 5.
4 or 5, we'll give you 3 back.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah. So you have what now, 8?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Is there anything of value in this place before we dip out?
It's real hard to tell if there's anything really around here. You kind of like shuffle through this mist, and the mist remains. You can obviously, like, the teeth. You manage to pick up one of the teeth from the giant skull itself, and they're probably, like, that big.
I imagine so, yeah.
Like, they're the size of, like, a greeting card at smallest. The molars are fucking gigantic.
I collect one tooth.
That's about all you can probably carry. They're so heavy. Other than that, though, you guys kind of scour this room a little bit. You don't really see any other exits or anything. You feel as though you've seen everything that this place has to offer. You assume, anyway.
All right, grab on to me.
Arthur grabs his butt cheek.
I knew it was going to sound weird.
I wish with all my heart to fly with dragons in a land apart. Then we teleport back. Nice.
And it works. Yeah, that's what it says on the back, apparently. And as you guys feel, and it's very similar to the way that Ignatius left with the orb. That amulet in your one hand as everyone is holding onto your body parts.
Oh, I forgot to touch him.
Grab him.
This is a gorilla in the mist.
Gorilla in the mist.
That's the name of the episode.
That's the name of the episode.
Gorilla in the mist.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, so yeah, the this energy, much as it did with the orb, it expands around the three of you and closes in, bringing you with it, and you end up right back there in the yard of the tower. Tethic, Pelgrain, and Ignatius all sitting in the yard in like lounge chairs. And there's like a sprinkler just like watering the dirt.
I'm sure it's hitting us.
Yeah.
The water. We teleport right in front of the sprinkler as it shoots by.
And Tethic, in his undead form, looks up at you guys, smiling. You just don't steal glue, do you?
We fucking did.
along with, again, featuring mechanics from Being Dead by Christopher John Eggett. This week's episode was written by our game master, Chris. He recently released Unholy Nativity for Astrolich's Antichrist Mass Jam. The link can be found in the episode's description. Keep an eye out for more work from him under the name Cannibal Chris. And thanks to both of you.
All right, Nate back here once again at the end of the episode to let you know that our Patreon's a little bit different now. Of course, you can still find us on all the same socials looking up the World Standard, but Patreon specifically has changed a little bit. We added a new $3 tier called Paul, which is general Discord access and knowing that you support us, of course. Our $5 tier is the standard bearer tier, but we've added now, of course, the Discord access, exclusive voting power, behind-the-scenes content, and getting the opportunity to name one of the potential NPCs we come up with in our main feed. And back up to our D-Pick Agent $10 tier is, of course, bonus episodes, Discord access, exclusive voting power, behind-the-scenes content, NPC naming, and some Patreon shoutouts just for you guys. Otherwise, everything's all the same. Find us anywhere you're looking for the World Standard. Of course, as always, we hope that you love the show. And don't sniff glue.
It gets worse every time.
Yeah, oh God.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Last one, he's going to just birth himself on the penis. He just shits on a gorilla.
Yeah, you just see gorilla it fingers coming him. Out of my asshole.
Oh, like a blooming onion.
I hate this.
Blooming onion.
Blooming. I made this guy, like straight up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris at the end.
I'm like, this episode contains content made by me! And nobody else!
actually...